Anyone who writes anything knows about the importance of revision, taking your first draft or later one and making it better. It can be a difficult process. William Faulkner said, in writing, you must kill all your darlings. But a new book aims to help writers and non-writers alike through the revising and rewriting process. Matt Bell is a novelist and ASU professor. He's also the author of the book, Refuse to Be Done, How to Write and Rewrite a Novel in Three Drafts. He'll be giving an interactive lecture about it tomorrow night at Changing Hands Bookstore in Phoenix. He joins me, and Matt, I remember, for example, being told in school to never fall in love with your first draft. So how do you avoid that pitfall and take what you have and try to make it better?
Yeah, I think I may be lucky to not have very lovable first drafts all the time, but I think that, you know, for me, I think of revision in sort of like these different phases. And in the book, I talk about the revision that you do even during the first draft process, which for me is a way of like looking at the material that you're making in order to find the material you still need to make. So I really think of the sort of writing process in these three phases. The first phase being an exploratory, generative sort of phase where you're discovering, in my case, the novel, right? You're discovering the story, discovering the characters, you're figuring out how it works. And in that phase, the revision is really sort of just the kind of things that help you keep going or get through that first version of the story. And then I think of like a second phase or a second draft as what I think of as narrative revision, where you're working on the plot and the structure, and you're making kind of the best version of the story possible now that you've sort of discovered your material. And then there's this third phase that is like polishing revision, where you're, you know, just making the sentences the best they can be, getting rid of extraneous things, really making that turn from the writer-based process to the future reader and making the experience the best it can be for them.
How long did it take you to come up with that?
Right. I mean, in some ways, like 20 years, and also maybe, you know, I think I started writing seriously in my early 20s, and I'm 41 now, which is why I say that. But, you know, I wrote my first novel came out in 2013, but I started writing it in 2010. This is the first novel that's published. I'd written some before that were not. And I finished that first draft, and I realized I'd written like a book-shaped thing, which was different than it being a book, right? It was as long as a book, but it wasn't as good as a book. And I realized I didn't really know how to revise something that long. When I was writing short stories or essays, I could revise just by kind of like brute force, by trying it over and over, right? But that seemed too daunting with something novel length. So some of the things that are in the book were really me learning for myself and figuring out the kind of things I needed to do. And then I realized that as a teacher, that we were requiring students to revise and rewrite, but we weren't necessarily teaching people practically how to revise. And so I set out to sort of find ways to bring together the knowledge of other writers and my own experience, and initially lived as sort of a one-hour craft lecture that eventually became this book.
Well, so during this process, like, how do you know when you're done, when you don't need more revisions?
Yeah, that's the trick, right?
Yeah.
I feel like it's funny because it's a whole book on like how to write a book. And it's also, you know, of course, called Refuse to Be Done. And so the question everybody asks me is like, how do you know when you're done? But I think, you know, there are different kinds of done, right? I think the version of done that I hope this book gets people to with their projects and that I aim toward in my own process is the done where you've done everything you can on your own and you really need help from someone else, whether that's outside readers, whether that's an agent or an editor. So at the time that I finished these sort of three phases I talk about, I've really sort of exhausted what I can do on my own. And I personally kind of wait as long as I can to share work with other people because I know your friends are only going to read your novel so many times. And I know even working with a professional editor, the farther along the book is, the less they do just getting you to a stage you could have got to by yourself, right? Like I want to go beyond my sort of abilities. But there's all kinds of done. There's that done where I show it to someone. There's the done that happens after you work on their feedback. Then, you know, maybe it goes from an agent to an editor who has their own feedback, a copy editor. You really do go through so many kinds of finished. But, you know, I think the first one for me is usually the end of that second draft, that narrative revision. When I finish that draft, that's when I always feel like, oh, I've written a novel. And then the rest of it is like making the turn toward the reader.
Right. Well, so for folks who are not writers or not novelists, I wonder if you can take this approach and use it to in other aspects of life.
I think so. I think a lot about I'm trying to, the phrase for it is like the plateau of good enough, or the good enough plateau. Okay plateau, I think is the way it rhymes. Which is when you practice anything or you take on a new hobby or a new activity, just by doing it frequently, you can get to like good enough pretty easily, or you'll find like your own good enough. And then getting off that plateau requires you to look at your own process and think about what you're doing and how you can do it better. And that's why we watch like game film, right? When you're an athlete, you look at the game tape to see what you could be doing better in the next game. And I think that applies to whatever you're doing. You know, I've been trying to learn to play the guitar over the pandemic and like occasionally record myself playing so I can hear it. And it's not great, right? But I sort of like, I both get the encouragement of like, oh, that kind of sounds like a song. And I also imagine like, I can hear some of the things I could do better, which are hard to hear when I'm playing. And I think that's all the same kind of thinking. Like you said, even if you're not a novelist, there's something in your life that you're passionate about and you're paying attention to, and you're thinking about how you could improve at it in the future. And that's really what these practices are.
So I want to ask you about your use of social media, because you are not somebody who shies away from that. And at the same time, social media is not a place that is sort of universally known for, you know, taking time to craft just the right phrase and then revising it. It's pounded out on the keyboard and hit post.
Yes, which is why I have to delete my tweets and repost them when I make typos in them. So yes, of course, as we don't have an edit button on Twitter. But I think social media is interesting, right? It sort of can be an unmediated version of yourself. I actually know another writer who shows all her tweets to someone else before she posts them.
Wow.
So like, it's not universal that people are doing that. You can, of course, edit your tweets and think really hard about them. And some people do. I don't know. I think there is, it's good to have like low stakes and high stakes writing and communication in your life. And although social media can feel really high stakes, I think for me, it's mostly a lower stakes place. Like, you know, a sentence that's in a novel of mine took me 3 years to perfect. And yeah, as you said, a sentence of mine that's on Twitter might take 5 seconds. You know?
So, right. Yeah. Yeah.
But I do think we have to have those different modes where we're sort of, not everything requires like maximal pressure or maximal effort. That would just sort of cramp us up.
All right, Matt, thanks a lot for the conversation. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks so much. That's my pleasure. Have a great day.
Matt Bell is a writer and professor at ASU. His latest book is called Refuse to Be Done: How to Write and Rewrite a Novel in 3 Drafts. He'll be giving an interactive lecture about it tomorrow night at Changing Hands Bookstore in Phoenix.